Great Friday morning, beloved. It is wonderful to share this time together. Today we are in Psalm 14, and today's reading describes human wickedness, but affirms that God is with those who humbly obey Him. The psalm concludes with a prayer for victory and prosperity. Now, God's saving word for us is justice and peace. So let's begin as we read Psalm 14. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They are all corrupt, and they have done terrible things. There is no one who does what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven at us humans to see if there are any who are wise, any who worship Him. But they have all gone wrong. They are all equally bad. Not one of them does what is right, not a single one. Don't they know, asked the Lord, are all these evildoers ignorant? They live by robbing my people, and they never pray to me. But then they will be terrified, for God is with those who obey Him. Evildoers frustrate the plans of the humble, but the Lord is their protection. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy the people of Israel will be when the Lord makes them prosperous again. And today's key verse is Psalm 14, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, God is with those who obey Him. You know, about the time when we start thinking that we are all of that and a bag of chips, so proud of our human development and accomplishments, the Word of God reminds us that as God looks down from heaven, He sees that everyone has turned to their own selfish pursuits. And for many people, that don't know God, they pursue those riches and whatever at the expense of God's own beloved children. But God, in this short passage of scripture, 7 verses, reassures us that God is keeping score and that judgment will come one day. And when that day comes, then, let's see, verse 7 says, how happy the people of Israel will be when the Lord makes them prosperous again. All right, well, God bless you. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, I trust in the protection and safety of your love. I seek to obey you, and may all I do and say this day be pleasing in your sight. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, this week together has come to an end. Join me next Monday morning when we will be reading Psalm 17, the prayer of an innocent person. God bless you. Hope to see you in church this weekend. And you just keep looking up and holding on to the promises of God's word.